But here we are, the very first show of 2026. Are you ready, Mr. King?
This bear Catholic, this oh shit in the woods. And you know, that reminds me, did I ever tell you about that time Joyce DeWitt and I were drunk down in the dead ass? Yeah, anyway, I was so hammered, and I thought...
Guys!
What the freaking frack?
Guys, we're doing the show. What's the matter? What is it?
If Timmy fell down the well again, leave his ass down there this time. Bro, come on. We don't have time.
Hang on. What the... Holy carp, where did you guys get these pictures? Wait, you found Epstein file photos in Milt's sock drawer?
Hey, I thought I told you two flea bags to stay the hell out of my stuff. Damn it, a man's sock drawer is a private, sacred place.
Yeah, you know, I don't even want to know why you have these pictures, Milt. Or what's in your sock drawer, for that matter.
You just never look through a man's sock drawer.
Who's Minnie?
Who's that? That guy there. Well, Eco, that actually is a former president of the United States.
Oh. Who's Minnie?
Who, him? Oh, that's the current president of the United States.
Ew.
Yeah. Ew. Wow. These... just... Wow.
Okay. Can we get back to the show now? How about putting those away so we can get back to business?
Oh, okay. Stop the presses.
Oh, crap.
Milt?
Oh, crap.
Milt, is this a picture of you?
Crap. Hey, really, I can explain that, okay?
I'm sure you can. I'm also sure I probably don't want to hear it.
Really, it's not what you think, not even close. Seriously. Okay, look, listen. So... I was... Are you going to let me explain this or not? Anyway, I was... look, it was years ago, okay? Long before I started working with you guys. So I was in this band, Dank Sock. And our manager at the time, well, he...
Dank Sock? Well, I guess that certainly explains your secret and sacred sock drawer.
Anyway... Our manager booked us for a private party, which, well, it turned out to be at Jeffrey Epstein's island place. But look, we only got about 3 songs into our set before we realized just what kind of party this was, and we got the hell out of there as fast as we could.
Wow. Your life. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm a degenerate weirdo, but hey, I totally forgot about those photos.
What are they doing? well, maybe you should ask Uncle Milt. Care to enlighten us, Mr. Keynes?
Well, that's, So yeah, that's called pudding wrestling.
And that's you. Pudding wrestling with Joyce DeWitt.
Yeah. Bro, I should really call her.
Fuse box.
Anyway, folks, this is Fuse box. Okay, I can tell you're going to be dangerous with that remote audio cue.
I feel so powerful.
Easy there, big guy. We do need to get on with this. You know, this will be one of those things that was funny the first couple of hundred times, but then...
You know what? I'm never going to get tired of this.
Anyway, this is Fusebox number 274, Defiled. And you big fat knucklehead, you are about to get a punch in the neck.
Happy New Year!
Totally worth it.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of Jeffrey Epstein. It's all a hoax, created by Democrats. I've never even been to New York or anywhere. I'm just playing golf in a place not near Jeffrey Epstein at all, who I've never met ever at any place and any time and any reason for anything.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. Oh, that felt really good. And welcome in, friends, to another new year and the start of our 12th year of Fusebox, doing whatever the hell this is we think we're doing.
What are we doing? Anyway?
I can't even begin to hazard a guess, Mr. Keynes. But I applaud the question, even though it has no answer.
Well, then we might as well keep doing it until we get it right.
Good a plan as any. So, again, welcome to Fusebox 274, Defiled, where yet, once again, I am your partially redacted for the protection of the guilty host, Mark Rose, and over there, up to his proverbial nose hairs in unsealed documents, is the crown prince of the parametric, Milt Keynes, everybody.
Thank you. Dude, you know what? You're like one of those five-year-olds with a brand new toy. You're just going to play with that thing all day.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Now, that right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the sound Trump and the DOJ is going to make when the rest of the Epstein files get released.
From your lips to dog's ears, Mr. Keynes, we can only hope. And we're going to be chatting about that and other eventful things of the past year as we kind of gather our wits and proceed into the next year.
Which portends of significant changes, I dare say.
Got a word of the day calendar for Christmas, didn't you?
Maybe.
Well, be that as it apparently was, we got a bunch of stuff to chew on, friends, so stay with us, aren't we?
A few moments ago, you probably thought I was insane.
Big news, friends. Grindhouse Resurrection Magazine is back with a vengeance.
Over 140 pages of deliriously demented and historically accurate info on this wondrously whacked period of cinema. This issue features an article by Pete Chiarella on three blaxploitation films that no one ever talks about. And he tells you why. And along that same topic, Bill Karschmidt discusses two of the genre's finest offerings ever produced. Then, John Satzer lifts the creaking lid on another obscurity, Impulse, from 1974, starring William Shatner as a maniacal killer con man. Yeah, not to be missed. And there's just so much more. Head on over to 42ndStreetPete.net and pick up a copy. This one is bursting at the seams with goodness, so get them while they're still in stock. That's 42ndStreetPete.net.
Somewhere in America. Luther P. Higgins decides a bobcat would make a good pet.
You just hold on there, Bob, while I stoop in your cage, all right? That's a good kitty. Good kitty. That's a good kitty. Ow! Damn it to hell, Bob, you about took my dang thumb clean off. Hold still now. Hold still. Hold ow! Dang it, Bob. Now you hold still so we can get your flea bath done. All right, now let's get you out of there and into this here bath. There we go. Now, see how nice and warm the water is? Ow! Ow! You think you're better than me? Now get your ass in that. Ow! 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 Oh, sweet Jesus! Ow! Lordy Bob, howdy, that'll leave a mark for sure. Ow! 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 Bob, dang, now that's my good eye! Ow! You little peckerwood!
You have just been somewhere in America.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So you can actually put them in any order you want, just on the fly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see that.
So it doesn't need to be in this particular set order.
Yeah.
So I push this.
Yeah.
So I can move it to like, you know, any position I want on the fly.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Cool. Oh, we're back. Hello. Where were we?
Well, you were giggling at honks and chicken clucks like a 5-year-old.
Yeah, sorry. This new gizmo is just a treat. I can fire off all these preloaded cues from over here, and that, of course, frees you up to...
Mute your ass back to the Stone Age every damn time.
Yeah, we're going to need a traffic signal in here now.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So, friends... 2025 has been a tumultuous and, frankly, at times, terrifying year, as we all know.
A lot of ups and downs, bro.
Well, for one thing, the outrage that swelled up from Americans all over this country was pretty amazing and very, very inspiring.
Yeah. In other words...
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
True. There were some remarkable court decisions as well.
From Trump-appointed judges, no less.
Yeah, yeah. We can only hope the rule of law is still observed by someone.
Well, you know, here in Portlandia, judges put a stop to the civil rights invasions by the National Guard.
Yep.
And those fat-ass, inbred, hayseed, ice, grand old Reich Gestapo jackboots.
Yeah, that they did. Even the extremely Trump-loving Supreme Court recently ruled 6-3 that, yeah, you just can't do that. They also wanted the lower courts to try to determine what, quote, regular forces actually meant.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking the regular forces... were more than equipped to handle the non-events that were happening here. I mean, how many inflatable frogs does it take to constitute an actual domestic terrorist problem anyway? Well, now that one, right there, well, that one might be a problem.
Of course, the sweaty 10,000-pound orange pedophile in the room has had many... many crazy turns of events in recent days.
Oh, man. You know, first the DOJ says, yep, we got the Epstein files right here. We're going to go over them and we'll release them right away.
Yeah.
Then it's, well, we looked them all over and there's nothing to see here. To finally being forced by congressional law to release them by December 19th.
Yeah.
So then we get these ridiculously... predictably, over-redacted set of documents.
Yeah. One set of documents, a grand jury transcript, was completely blacked out for 119 pages. 119!
And all the time they're saying, well, the transcripts are redacted because we want to protect the survivors. Yeah, yeah, that's it. The survivors. That's what we're doing.
Except... the way it plays, it's not the survivors they're protecting. It's the perpetrators. Those shady, shadowy pervs and pedophiles hiding behind their money and power.
Gotta say, man, my favorite part of this was when Lisa Phillips, who is a survivor and a total badass.
Right.
And organizer for many of the women who were victimized by these low-life creeps. She says at the press conference, if you're going to drag your ass and try to delay the release of the names, we won't. because we know exactly who the pedophiles are, and we have the receipts.
Yeah, that must have been when the blood in the veins of all those sex abusers began to turn to ice water.
Yeah, we can only hope so. And no matter what the grifter-in-chief says about certain Democrats being in those files, which I'm sure there are, it doesn't take away from the fact that a couple thousand man-hours were invested into scouring these files for Trump's name, which is, you know, clearly in there 97 gazillion times.
Yeah, and that's just the first page.
We regret to inform you that your health insurance policy does not cover you in case of illness. TheFuseBoxShow.com.
Don't be that guy.
Ah, hell, COVID-19? Well, that's just a hoax started by the Democrats. Besides, I can't breathe with a mask on, and you know, there's a microchip in the vaccine. Bill Gates and the U.S. government is trying to track us. Besides, vaccines cause autism. My cousin's sister's boyfriend's baby mama's mechanic, well, he says masks don't even work. I ain't getting no goddang vaccine until the FDA approves them. Everybody knows COVID death numbers are inflated. Damn it, it's my body and I have the right not to wear a mask, even if it makes other people sick or dead. COVID, well, that ain't nothing but the flu. I think I just need more information. How do I know the vaccines are safe or even work? Dr. Fauci, a physician, scientist, immunologist, and the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases? Well, he don't know what he's talking about. I heard on Fox News that... Oh!
Fusebox. It's the show for everybody, but not everybody will like it.
Oh, I just got to mention this remarkably great thing that happened recently, and if you didn't see it. So prepare for a dose of wonderfully poetic justice.
Duly prepped, Bard. You may proceed.
So, as we know, the orange guy has attempted to put his name on the Kennedy Center.
With a Sharpie?
No. At least I don't think so. But Herr Trump actually had the building signage amended recently. But he can't actually do that without the approval of Congress, of course.
Yeah, but what the hell does that matter to him? That fat fuck does what he wants, and apparently no one's got enough sack to stop him.
Yeah, point well made, Mr. Keynes. But in anticipation of this gross, narcissistic overreach... One very bright chap had the notion, and the sack, to procure the website URL, thetrumpkennedycenter.org.
No shit. Good move.
Yeah, yeah, but it gets way better. The chap who bought this domain?
Yeah.
Toby Morton, one of the creative writers of South Park.
Oh, buddy, the shit's gonna hit the fan now.
Yeah, I think that is brilliant poetic justice. Morton says he has big plans for them to focus squarely on Trump's narcissism, branding impulses, and the broader cultural implications of attaching his name to institutions that were meant to be civic, not personal.
Freaking perfect, bro.
Yes.
Oh, and speaking of justice, did you read that the DOJ has lost 2,900 lawyers within its ranks? And I'm talking about just recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, these are folks who just up and walked out. They weren't dismissed by Attorney General Barbie Bondi and her self-serving ilk. No, these were folks who had enough of the BS and said, Adios.
Yeah, I did hear about that. The other shoe that dropped was now the DOJ is claiming they don't have enough technically qualified people to comply with a court order to return all the materials back to James Comey's attorney, which the DOJ unlawfully searched and seized without a warrant.
Yeah, they don't have anybody technically qualified because the ones they do have are still trying to redact all those Trump references and all those freaking Epstein files.
Ugh, it's a mess over there. Never has the DOJ looked so completely incompetent. And that ambulance chaser, Lindsey Halligan, who was unlawfully appointed by the idiot-in-chief as an assistant DA?
Yeah, she was unlawfully appointed.
Exactly. And guess what else?
Don't tell me. She's sitting on the Supreme Court, right?
Nope. But get this. She's still active. She's co-signing emergency petitions with that other soon-to-be-disbarred clown, Todd Blanche, Trump's personal attorney and acting deputy attorney general of these here United States of America, right here.
Nah, it's not going to be pretty when this all comes down, bro. But I can't wait.
Well, it's on a rapid downward trajectory right now, for sure.
How rapid is it?
Well, the way it...
No. How rapid is it?
Oh, well...
That a boy!
Sorry, I almost missed what you did there. These buttons, they're all just so pretty.
And with that...
Indeedy-doo. Let us now call it a show, friends, but not before thanking our contributors on this iteration. Double chunky peanut buttery thanks to Eco and Milo for bringing such good and glorious and unexpected New Year's cheer to our very first show of 2026.
Stay out of my sock drawer, you mutts.
Sock drawer! Yay!
Also, post-Yuletide thanks to Bruce Miles for outstanding ideafications on this one, as well as Jeff Pollard and Gregory Wilson. And thanks as well to the Baron of the Bottom End, Milt Gaines, for technical assistance, this here nifty spiffy sound effects remote thingy, and for squalid and disturbing photographic evidence.
You are mostly welcome, I think. Folks, to keep this little show afloat and to keep me out of a life of crime, help us out, won't you? Just mosey on over to our Patreon page and sign up to become a member. It's what Jesus would want.
Get free swag, get early show releases, get access to countless photos of Milt pudding wrestling with Joyce DeWitt.
Now cut that out! Yeah. I really should call her.
I wonder, is chocolate pudding or vanilla pudding better to wrestle in?
Both. Either. Joyce DeWitt can pudding wrestle in any flavor she wants, bro. Patreon.com/ The Fuse Box Show will get you where you need to be, folks. And for as little as $3 a month.
Yes, and but also... thanks to our fabtabulously weird yet relatively harmless friends over there at Grindhouse Resurrection Magazine for their continued goodwill toward our humble little show. More about them, located at 42ndStreetPete.net. And just ask for 42nd Street Pete by name. Accept no substitutes. Operators are standing by. And of course, we thank you, friends, for pushing play on this 274th edition of our show. As we all know, after the holidays, everybody needs another holiday to recuperate from the holidays. And we're just happy as clams that you're here to spend that valuable holiday drinking time with us on this latest holiday. I have once again been your time delayed for broadcast at a later date host, Mark Rose, saying, until our next cartoon.
I already regret giving you that thing, bro.
You so get me.
fuse box.